And we're going to take a little break here. We're going to talk to Beth McDonald, and I call her my astronomical assignment editor.
Ooh.
And Beth, it's great to have you on the program. We're going to talk right now for the next couple of minutes about some special days that have already gone by, but that are also coming up, and this particular time of the year. But Beth, what I want to put to you, because of what you shared in the email as far as letting me know, we have Rosh Hashanah that was on the September the 8th, and on the 10th we had Ramadan, which ended. Yom Kippur, which is, I believe, the Jewish New Year, was on the 17th. Then you have Shukat, and the equinox were on the 23rd, which is interesting. Most people think that it's always on the 21st. Then there's the Chumash harvest season celebration, which is called the Hutash. Basically, it goes on for the most of September. You have several. You have Halloween. How is that pronounced? Saman?
Oh, it so depends on your region. Being from California, I always did the American thing and called it Samhain, but I'm sure the Gaelics pronounce it quite differently.
And speaking of which, there are a bunch of there's seven Catholic holidays.
Right.
And Venus goes into retrograde on October the 8th, which was yesterday, into Scorpio, and goes direct on November the 18th. Now, into Libra. Now, what's interesting is when we talk about Mercury going into retrograde, which we just came out of in September, I am assuming Mercury is now, as you say here, it's now direct?
Direct.
Okay. Give me an understanding of the conglomeration of, we'll call them holidays or holy days, even as the word is kind of edified down, in relation to this time of the year.
Excellent. Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Richard, for having me here, as always. I love my new job. And I want to thank Mark for, first of all, your words today, but also the work you do in the world. Philosophy teachers I had my freshman and sophomore years of college changed my life.
That's very gracious to hear that. And please tell us more about that.
Oh, well, that's more of a happy hour conversation
okay.
than a 14-minute, than I can do right here, right now.
But well, actually, we may have more time in November because she's going to be joining us.
That's great.
The whole month
right.
of November, every Saturday, we're going to be doing readings for people.
Oh, wonderful.
Giving
yeah,
them some
it's
insight.
A mitzvah. Yeah.
But if your philosophy professors actually changed your life, then you had good professors.
I had good professors. They encouraged me to ask questions, and they showed me things I never knew existed.
Oh, my
God.
That's
the Reader's Digest version. Yeah.
And so yeah, go ahead.
So tell us about this time of the year.
Oh, well, the thing that I think is the most important, again, I kind of take a big picture look at things, and from a big picture standpoint, for so many religions and spiritual doctrines and metaphysics and ways of looking at things and however you want to call, you know, I get it, there's a difference between religion and spirituality, but for so many of both camps, this is a very sacred time. I was raised Christian, and so we always look to the winter holiday, you know, the Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
as being the most sacred. But when I started learning more and being encouraged to ask questions about the nature of beauty and reality and truth and goodness, I found that, you know, there was a lot of other perspectives, and a lot of them pointed towards the fall. The fall is the harvest season, and that is such a rich metaphor. It's the harvest season on the material level and on the emotional level. We're reaping what we have sown, and we're taking stock. So a lot of these celebrations are really about assessment. You know, where am I? Do I have enough to get me through the winter? You know, and what did I do right that got me the things that are good about what I have right now? And what do I need to continue tweaking or altering or working with?
Mm. Well, I was trying to stay as mindful as possible during the retrograde phase.
Oh, yes.
Thinking,
yes.
Okay, I'm trying to have an aha moment, but the guy in front of me is not moving fast enough in his car, and I'm getting really irritated. And well, then, of course, Monday we had that ungodly weather.
Yes.
I thought I was back in Phoenix and fearful of the fact that something dramatic was going to happen beyond the heat.
Yeah, the interesting thing for me about the retrogrades is that it's such a time when the obstacles are revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the obstacle is me.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the obstacle being the guy who's going too slow is revealing the obstacle in me, where it's like, wow, what's wrong with me that I can't just be patient and present with this? You know, or what's wrong with me that I'm leaving late for my appointment and now this guy is really upsetting me. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think the retrogrades are so difficult because they are a time when we are more confronted or more susceptible to confrontations. And the upside of that is if you can be open and if you can continue to ask questions rather than to clamp down, shut down, react, overreact,
mm-hmm.
Then it is a time of a really rich harvest in terms of all the good things that asking questions gets us.
Yeah.
More enlightenment, more empowerment, more connection to whatever we feel the forces of the universe are and the life force that connects us to those we love.
Exactly. And we'll talk more about this on October the 16th.
Yes,
and then
we will.
You'll be joining us on November the 15th. Is that the 15th? The 13th, I'm sorry.
Very
November
good.
The 13th, Saturday. So we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Excellent. Thanks, Richard, and thank you, Mark. And keep
a
up
pleasure
the good work.
A pleasure to meet you and know you.
Thank you so much.
Now,
you too.
And Beth, to get a hold of you, they can go to what website?
Mine, which is www.bethmcdonaldconsulting.com.
Great. Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you.
Our astronomical assignment editor.
Wow.
Beth McDonald joins us whenever we're doing the program live to talk about different aspects of whether it's the stars or just events that are occurring, such as holidays.